The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And we are back for the final hour of the show. Did I hear that say the following show is pre-recorded? Maybe it said some parts. I don't know. Anyway, it's me, I promise. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. And, you know, it's just not warming up. But tomorrow it's going to be 53 degrees by the time we hit the ground at the state capitol. West Steps, 1 o'clock for the Stop the Mandates rally. Stop the Mandates rally. It's happening around the world, including in Washington, D.C. Could be hundreds of thousands of people there. And so I hope you'll come and join us. I plan to try and get there at early, 1 o'clock, not scheduled to speak till about 2:20, 2:30, something like that. So plenty of time to mill around and say hello and check in and see how everybody's doing. And just very, very, very exciting to me. So if you were here with us from the start of the show, in the 9 o'clock hour, we spoke to Colorado State Representative, former Republican Minority Leader Pat Neville, one of the highly rated constitutional conservative, limited government, fiscally smart Republicans that we have in the House of the State House. Just whether it's a national rating or local ratings, the people who rate those kinds of things. And if you know Pat, there's just virtually nobody any better. And he was talking about why he, along with some Republicans, supported amendments that were brought on House Resolution 22-1004 earlier this week, right there under the Golden Dome. And these amendments just brought down the hair-pulling, crying, terrified, fearful, you're blowing it, Republicans and Republican supporters just decrying that why would Republicans do this? And even someone very near and dear to my heart who I respect and admire came out later and said this was a mistake. This was an unforced error. And, you know, I wasn't there. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. I didn't watch it. So what better than to go to the sources? We had Patrick Neville with us in the 9 o'clock hour. And now my good friend, state representative and congressional candidate, over there in CD7, Dave Williams joins the show. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Randy.
I'm assuming you called in to apologize, hang your head in shame, with retract?
No. The only regret or apology I would make is I didn't debate on it longer.
Good. Good for you. I'm just astonished at, you know, I understand what the media is going to do. I understand what some of the, you know, old-time Republican leadership, how they're going to feel about this kind of thing. They're the ones who have always told us that we need to pipe down. And, you know, the same people that tell us, your guy lost the primary, now you need to get behind our establishment candidate so he doesn't lose by as much as he might otherwise if you radical base supporters of the Republican Party don't get in line. And I'm just so sick of it. So for people who weren't here at 9 o'clock, let's start over again and tell folks what was going on with 22-1004 and what happened.
Sure. The Democrats on Tuesday were trying to pass a resolution that ultimately is nothing more than a waste of time. A resolution has no, you know, enforcement mechanism. It's just sort of a, you know, a wish list, if you will, to Santa Claus. But in any event, the Democrats wanted to provoke this fight over what they would claim as voting rights and stopping voting suppression and encouraging Congress to pass H.R. 1 and any other comprehensive voting rights legislation. And a group of us took it upon ourselves in the Republican caucus to meet them head on, to let's talk about election integrity. Let's talk about some of the things that no one really wants to have a public debate about. And, you know, we offered up amendments, one to thank all the peaceful protesters, not only in Washington, but across the country, who assembled together to protest, you know, and let the government know about their serious concerns over what happened in 2020. And I think a big problem that we're finding, not only with the Democrats and the media, but also in the Republican Party, is that they're lumping everyone together. You know, there were, and Patrick said it best, there were people who did some dumb things and broke the law. We're not talking about those guys. We're talking about the people like Ron Hanks who showed up and are demanding serious answers to the allegations and the instances of irregularities or even fraud across the country. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we need to start, you know, making sure that we show those people respect and not belittle them or brush them aside. You know, and we also wanted to talk about Dominion voting systems. We wanted to talk about, you know, Tina Peters. We wanted to talk about potentially decertifying elections if the outcome, you know, is changed because of fraud, you know, that may come up. These are reasonable things. And for, you know, the Republican establishment to be scared of talking about them just shows you how unprepared we're going to be for this election season. Because I got to tell you, it's not a secret. The media and the Democrats, they're coming full force. They're going to throw some punches. So we need to punch back.
Talking with State Representative Dave Williams. Dave, why do you think that some of the historically inept Republican leadership with just a track record to not be particularly proud of, some current leadership, even some people who are serving right now, back away from these kinds of conversations? Even the Colorado State GOP put out a statement about the House Resolution 22-1004, but they felt the need to include in it the 2020 election is over. It's in the past, and Joe Biden is the very unpopular president. Why is it that if there's so much that we can talk about, but these establishment people continue to talk about this to tell us that we can't talk about it? And it's just a conundrum I haven't been able to sort my way through.
They're out of touch. They're out of touch with the base of our party. And I don't care, you know, what any election, you know, campaign consultant, you know, will tell me. You can't win an election without your base. You know, go try to win an election by ignoring your base and only going after independents and see how far you're going to get. At the end of the day, I think it comes down to a couple of things. Number one, they just don't believe in the cause. You know, they'll pay it lip service so that they can at least have some political cover, but they really don't believe in it. And number two, they're afraid to take a punch. You made a very good point when you were talking to Patrick about how we lose when Republicans, you know, tuck their tails behind their legs and run off. It's absolutely correct. The voters don't want weak leadership. And they don't demand 100% agreement with us. They want people with conviction. They want people who are honest and who are willing to engage them, even on the tough discussions and debates of our day. If we can simply, you know, demonstrate that and show that we're a party to be trusted, you know, we're going to win. It's not rocket science. So I guess I would say this, that, you know, they're letting the media and the Democrats dictate how we campaign, and that's a recipe for disaster, and I'm not going to be a part of it.
State Representative Dave Williams stood on the floor and offered these amendments, which we'll talk about here in just a second. But you pointed out something so very important, Dave. It's people like me who got elected as a Republican National Committee man with more votes than the next two, one could certainly argue, establishment candidates for this position, like you and Pat Neville, who consistently stand up for the proper role of government, limiting, constitutionally limited government, fiscal sanity, security, all of the things that matter. It's people like the three of us who are saying these things. The people who are objecting to us even talking about these things, and therefore keep it out front in the media time after time after time, are the same people that you just described who will play lip service in a primary to conservative principles. But once they're elected, they go in to get along, to try and further their own, you know, shine their own star, advance their own career, and just ignore the Republican platform and the enduring principles that will help us protect our state and our country. And it's just so easy to see the difference. And I'm so grateful that people like you and Patrick and others, limited number, I'm sorry to say, are willing to stand up. What do you say to the person, someone I imagine you like as much as I do, who said that this was an unforced error?
It would have been an unforced error to listen to our opponents and take their advice. I mean, look at what the media is saying. Look at what the Democrats are saying. They're saying, oh, if the Republicans would just, you know, focus on these three things, they'd be better off. Well, I'm sorry, Randy. When's the last time you would take advice from your enemy who doesn't want you to win? And let's look at what the Democrats are doing, you know, by comparison. They're talking about all these other hot button issues. You know, for some reason, they think it's acceptable that they can talk about it. But Republicans would somehow stand better if they just were fit into this nice little box where, you know, Democrats are ready to fight them in. It makes absolute no, it doesn't make any sense. And I think it's come high time that we talk about this stuff. The Democrats want to talk about election integrity, albeit from their side of the aisle, their perspective. So that tells me that they've done their polling and they figured out that people want to actually talk about this issue. But if we don't push back, if we don't give a counter narrative, they're going to win every single time. And that's the problem with the Republican establishment, is they don't want to fight. They're gutless. They just want to do what's safe and what's comfortable. They never want to take any risks. And I can tell you that this new plan isn't really new on the Republican side. How many election cycles have we had where Republican establishment leaders say, only talk about these issues. Don't get too extreme. Don't talk about this social issue. Don't talk about this issue here. Just talk about these three prepackaged, you know, items that we poll tested and we'll win. And guess what? It never happened.
I heard the same.
We lose all the time when we do it that way.
I heard the same thing during Walker Stapleton run, you know, is we've got these are the suburban mom issues, man. If we just focus on those, then we'll win. People like to see fighters. And I love what you said, that people don't have to agree with everything that you believe or stand for. But if you're principled, if they can trust your word, if you're talking about things that do, just by their very nature, improve the lives of voters and citizens, they're going to pay attention. And this year, particularly, Dave, when we've got so much going wrong in the state and the country, the Democrats, the governor in his State of the State speech, all adopting the Republican talking points after 4 years of their policies absolutely failing everywhere you turn and everywhere you look around. So the idea that we should now be quiet and stay away from the hot button issues, as well as promoting the dangerous, you know, how dangerous it is to go downtown and how expensive everything is and how empty your grocery store shelves are, and just all of the insanity. It's just mind-boggling to me. And as I said before, by constantly telling us publicly, on radio, in editorials, anywhere you look, that we must stop talking about these things, they keep talking about them instead of talking about the things that they claim are important to talk about. It's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it frustrates, and I live it day in and day out. You know, you get surrounded by a bunch of Republican know-it-alls, so to speak, and they keep beating this drum, and it's counter to history. It just, it doesn't work. And, you know, it's fine. It's fine to talk about the crime wave going on in Colorado. It's fine to talk about how things are less affordable and how, you know, families are paying, you know, too much for groceries or gas and what have you. But those aren't the only issues that are important to Coloradans. And if you don't believe me, just look at the Democrat agenda and what they're pushing. It's sure, they're also, you know, trying to copy us and talk about affordability and public safety, but those are not the only issues that are at the forefront of people's minds. So we need to understand that if we box ourselves in by their terms and by their rules and by their game, we're going to lose because we can't win their game. So we got to do something different.
You know, it's a profit center for a lot of these folks who advise and consult for the Republican Party. And so because everyone likes to, you know, feather their own nest, they continue to go back to these same things that become very profitable around each and every important election. And that's another little piece of the pie that or puzzle that most people don't think about. You're not getting rich working in the state house. It's the most underpaid job in the state. And I, you know, the work I do is completely voluntary. My money is made in a legal practice, and we have an auto repair business, you know, just that's work. This is love of country, love of children, love of my grandchildren, love of my home city of Denver, Colorado, with no financial rewards whatsoever. Who should people listen to? You know, look at the motivations of people before you pay attention to what they have to say.
Agreed. I can tell you this. They shouldn't listen to most of the political consultants and grifters in Colorado politics. I feel bad for a lot of these candidates who actually do have a ton of money in their campaign accounts, because it's gonna be depleted by the consultants who are inevitably gonna make them lose. They're gonna lead them astray, and that's happened every single cycle that I've seen in Colorado politics. And there's no reason to think that it won't happen now, especially with the type of advice we're being told to take. So. I guess what I'd say to Colorado Republicans, just rank and file Republicans, is that the leadership at top, the establishment, they're not going to save you. If we're going to take back this country, we're going to have to do it from the bottom up in a grassroots way.
And it's so inspiring and motivating and exciting to do it. And we saw the model with once Donald Trump was elected, and just how aggressively they came after him, you know, two failed impeachment attempts, and Russia, and the 2016 election, of course, it was okay to talk about how that wasn't a legitimate election, but man, if Republicans bring something up, got to put a stop to that right away. Circling back to the amendments that you made to the resolution, I hadn't planned on asking you to, but would you mind staying over a break?
Sure, no problem.
All right, before we get to the break then, lay out just the sort of subtitle, the heading of the amendments that you brought, and then when we come back, we'll jump into each and every one of them.
Sure, you bet. It's basically all election integrity and making sure that we respect those who peacefully protested.
Wow, that is so controversial, Dave.
I know.
Have the recall efforts started?
I welcome them if they do. It's only going to make my popularity go up.
You and me both. And, you know, don't let me forget, we should talk briefly on the other side about your congressional run as well. So glad Representative Dave Williams is willing to stay with us. I hope you will, too. We've got callers. We'll get to everybody before the end of this show. But right now it's 11:20. Still chilly outside. Good-looking day tomorrow for the Stop the Mandate rally. West Steps of the Capitol kicks off at 1. I should be up there around 2:30 or so, and I hope to see you there, and I hope you'll stick around for the rest of this show. So stay with us at 710 KNUS. We're back. It's 11:26. Going to get to all the phone calls before we end the show. I promise you that. Got my good buddy, State Representative Dave Williams, on hold. Want to dig into these resolutions that has the Republican establishment and their supporters in the media so aghast about. My God, how could we do this to ourselves? How could we shoot ourselves in the foot? Don't forget to join us tomorrow on the West Steps of the Capitol. Starts at 1 o'clock for the Stop the Mandate rally. These are going on worldwide, including in Washington, D.C. And former Colorado State Senator Ted Harvey put this one together because he knows not all of us could get to Washington, D.C. Plus, it's not so safe or pleasant to be in Washington, D.C. right now. Coming up also an update on the Bandemir litigation. People are asking me about that all the time. But right now, let's get back to State Representative Dave Williams and just dig into a little bit further into these resolutions that have got all the Republican establishment folks up in arms, Dave. So you said one was to support the Patriots who showed up on January 6th. Did you make a distinction between them and the 700 idiots? At least that's how many have been arrested, who really disrupted what I think could have been a very fruitful process, legal, legitimate, constitutional process, right there in the Capitol, but for the rioting and the fear that Republicans showed in response to it.
Yeah, the amendment was very clear, and we had the words peacefully, protest. No Republican I know is going to sanction unpeaceful protests. And if you certainly remember back to May of 2020, where we had the riots break out all over Denver, what I find interesting is that Democrats fell over themselves, you know, to try and give all those rioters a pass and say, oh, no, we got to understand them, even to the point where Beth McCann was not prosecuting people who clearly broke the law and harmed property and others. But be that as it may, yeah, we only wanted to acknowledge Ron Hanks and the other millions of peaceful protesters in Washington and around the country who were doing it right. And there should be no controversy over that. The other part of that amendment was making sure that dead people were taken off the voter rolls and making sure that people who moved away or illegal aliens, they were taken off the voter rolls. This isn't really controversial stuff, right? We had another amendment that talked about how we need to look into these allegations. And there's nothing wrong with decertifying an election that is found to be fraudulent and would have overturned the outcome. We wanted to stand up for Tina Peters, who a good group of us feel is being unjustly prosecuted and persecuted. Pat Neville talked about more of the specifics there, but essentially it comes down to her job was to keep those election data logs intact. That's what she's charged to do, and there really shouldn't be a controversy there. We wanted to say that, yeah, we want to get rid of Dominion voting systems. You know, Colorado didn't always have Dominion voting systems. You know, we were actually able to count votes before Dominion. Why don't we get back to that? These are things that are not terribly controversial, but because the Democrats say it is, because the media says it is, for some reason Republicans say, okay, we won't talk about it. Here's the truth that I think your listeners should resonate with. They don't want us talking about it because they don't want to talk about it. And if we talk about it, they're going to be forced to have to address it. That's why they're trying to sell us on this lie that, oh, this is such a bad idea. You guys shouldn't discuss this. You guys could win. But if you talk about it, you're going to lose. Think about it. They don't want to fight on that ground. Well, I'm not going to let it happen. And guess what, Republican establishment, buckle up, because you're going to have a whole lot of other discussions that are going to probably make you on edge. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and, you know, I just wouldn't have it any other way. This go-along-to-get-along nonsense is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever seen and heard. And, you know, I used to buy into it early on in my career as an activist. The primary's over. We all just need to get along now and move ahead. But then when you see if some of these sort of, you know, I guess lack of a better word, squishy Republicans get elected, then you see just more of the Democrat agenda advancing, just not maybe as quickly as it used to advance. So people are over it. People know we're at a tipping point, and we're just not going to mess around with it anymore. And I'm just so glad, contrary to a couple of your colleagues that really disappointed me, that you and Patrick are coming out to explain exactly where you stand. No apologies. And if you thought that was bad, air quotes bad, you ain't seen nothing yet, because that's what we need to energize Republicans, non-Republicans who despise the Democrat agenda, and really get this thing fired up for these midterms coming up.
Amen. Amen. Preach it, Randy. I'm right there with you. That's why I couldn't have said it better. We're gonna hold the line even when our so-called leadership in the establishment does not.
Without a doubt.
Keep, stay tuned.
All right, Dave, before we go, you are challenging in a primary Doug Lamborn in Congressional District 7. I think he's, a 4- or 5-termer, right?
It's Congressional District 5 in El Paso County, and
yeah,
he's been there for 8 terms now, 16 years. Are going on 16 years, and it's just time. You know, when you're in Washington too long, you start to see, and a lot of these guys, you start to see them with their voting record get terrible. And quite frankly, the district deserves a fighter. Whenever there's an important fight, whenever there's something of, you know, consequence that's happening, Doug Lamborn is nowhere to be found, and that's because that's not who he is. And, you know, and the one thing that really does bother me is his attacks on Donald Trump. This is a guy who is going against Donald Trump, saying that he jeopardized national security And here we see Joe Biden jeopardizing national security when it's in Ukraine or certainly in Afghanistan. And that's just beyond the pale. I can't believe a Republican congressman would stand shoulder to shoulder with Democrats and ask the Biden administration to investigate Donald Trump and undo his good work. To be sure, you know, if elected, I'm going to fight for Space Command, but I'm certainly not going to falsely attack our good president, you know, for what he's done. And this, by the way, this current president, I still stand by my statement that he is not legitimate. And that's a good difference between me and Doug. Instead of, you know, calling president or Joe Biden not legitimate, this is a guy who's trying to work with him to undermine Donald Trump. I'm not having any of it, and I hope the voters in the 5th CD will join me in this fight.
Oh, David, you're going to be in such big trouble with the people who know so much better than you.
Right. Right. Well, you know,
so be it.
You know who knows better than all of us is the American people. And when they see the truth, they usually do make the right decision.
Yeah. Amen on that. And so do you have a website?
Yeah, for sure. For anyone interested, please visit daveforcolorado.com. That's daveforcolorado.com. And you can contact me anytime. My phone number is right there. I'd be happy to discuss the issues with this CD, as well as how we're going to go up there and kick some ass against Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden.
Well, as you know, as Republican National Committee man, I have to stand neutral in primaries, but I would certainly give any opportunity for Doug Lamborn, if he wanted to come on the show, talk about the differences between you and him. So good luck with everything. Always great to talk to you. I know you've got a little baby growing up now, and that's pretty exciting. And I'll see you out there on the campaign trail, man.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Randy.
You better believe it. Before we get to the full lines, let me remind you, last time probably this hour, about final hour here, that the Colorado Republican U.S. Senate debate is coming up next Tuesday, and 710 KNUS is presenting you an opportunity to participate. It's Tuesday, 6:30 at Colorado Christian University. Eli Bremmer, Gino Campagna, Deborah Flora, Ron Hanks, Joe O'Day, and Peter Yu are all scheduled to appear. And even though it's sold out, and I got my ticket early, you can watch it online absolutely for free by simply going to 710knus.com, 710knus.com. This Tuesday night, it starts at 6:30, and I can't wait. Quick shout out to my lovely bride who's listening this morning, honey. Watching you with those grandbabies is what warms my heart every single day. Yeah. All right, let's get to the calls as we promised. Who's been waiting the longest? Oh, my goodness. Jay in Littleton. Good morning, sir, and welcome.
Randy, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate that, sir.
Yes, sir.
It encourages me to hear state representatives speaking the way the last two guests did. I need that. I was a... was telling the screener, I was a registered Republican for over 30 years, and November 4th, I removed that because of the way nobody stood up to say anything about all the insanity and the craziness and the most insane election process anybody has ever seen in this country ever, and it was disheartening to see that. We have so many milquetoast fruitcake grifters that are in public office. I would venture a guess out of all of the House of Representatives and the Senate and all of Congress, I would wager there's 10 people that are actual, historically literate, reality educated, conservative individuals willing to speak the truth. And I think that's, I bet I could be overstating that by about two.
Jay, let me just comment on that very, very
sure.
quickly, because here's what you hear all the time in the mainstream media. Oh, people are leaving the Republican Party in droves, and it's because of what they saw on January 6th. People
right.
just can't
that,
be.
That ain't it.
It's nonsense. It's because Republicans don't stand up. And all of and I hear this not only around the state when I'm addressing groups or whatever's going on, but nationally when I gather for RNC meetings or participating
yeah.
on all these national calls. That's why people have grown disheartened.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, I would venture a guess most of the people who left the Republican Party did that long before that, long before January 6th. I would venture a guess that's been occurring for the last probably 10 years because we really haven't had aside from Trump, right? And he wasn't even Guys, he wasn't even a Republican. He's a Democrat.
Or a conservative.
He was a Democrat in New York, but he ran because he saw things wrong and was willing to stand up and speak for them. That's what Republicans do. That's what conservatives want. They don't care who you are as long as you actually stand for the United States of America and are constitutionally literate. That's what we look for. And most of our grifter leadership and the Republicans, all those rhinos that have no clue about anything. Their only goal is to stay in power, just like the insane Democrats. That's not a relationship we care to partake in anymore. And I'm going to leave you with this, Randy. I say this all the time to all of my friends, and most of them go apoplectic if they're Democrat, but they can't deny it. Democrats do four, and if you're listening to Democrats, turn your radio up. This is important. You might want to record it so you can listen to it again later. Democrats do four and only four things. Number one, they lie. Number two, they cheat. Number three, they steal. Number four, they blame others for their own actions. This is all they do in everything they do. They are disgusting, and the rhinos line up right behind them. Thanks, buddy.
Jay, great job, man. You were worth waiting for.
Have a good one.
God bless. All right. I guess I should have said that the other way, because since he's the one who had to wait. But anyway, Jay's line is open, 303-696-1971. Stop the Mandate Rally tomorrow. Starts at 1 o'clock, west steps of the Capitol. Looking good weather-wise. High of 53. Right about the time we're going to be there. My good friend Hugo Chavez-Rey asked me to let you know about the Colorado Hispanic Republicans and Windsor Gardens Republican Club, who are hosting a gubernatorial primary candidate forum. That's on the 27th. Yeah, January 27th at my first church, the Central Christian Church of Denver, where I attended as just an itty-bitty boy. January 27th, 6:30 to 8:30. I think you can get tickets. You can also watch online. Just look up Colorado Hispanic Republicans or Windsor Garden Republicans and look for it. The link is a little complicated for me to put out there for you. But you know what I always say, and there's another senatorial debate going on, I think Monday night or next week, but it's on the Western Slope. But find out about these debates and find out who shows up. I love to remind folks who comes to the Arapaho Tea Party to talk to you. Scheduled on this gubernatorial primary debate right now, Greg Lopez, Daniel Neuschwanger are confirmed. Heidi Ganahl is invited. Will she come? Good question. All right, 20 minutes to go until 12 o'clock. We better take our last break. When we come back, we'll finish up your phone calls. We will also update you on the Bandamir lawsuit. And I've got some very exciting news, just personal news, related to my working with Dr. Julie McCallum and Cenegenics. And I just can't wait to share that with you as well. So everybody sit tight. Final segment ahead, 710 KNUS. Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper. Can't hear it on the podcast, but one thing you will never hear, see, or feel emanating from your car radio, your AirPods, your laptop, when you're listening from 9 to noon on Saturday mornings, is one iota of fear. March forward, ready to fight. It's so important. And it's what draws energy and power and people and money into parties, into candidates. Not this fear-driven, oh my gosh, we can't talk about this or we can't talk about that. Insanity that we just keep hearing over and over. One clip I wanted to make sure to try and play for you. It's very short, just a minute. The RNC put this one together, and it's classic. Everybody on the phones, we will get to you. I'm going to give you a quick update on the Bandamir lawsuit and also some great news about just my experience with Cenegenics. We'll do all that before the end of this show. But here's this clip, Biden's year of failure.
We can overcome the deadly virus.
But we start this third year of the pandemic with record numbers of new cases, rising hospitalizations, a cascade of flight cancellations, and strains on essential services.
We can reward work and rebuild the middle class.
Right now, as a country, we're spending $600 million more per day on gas compared to last year.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
The camera caught President Biden, who turned 79 later this month, with his eyes closed for a period of time. And you're right, these can be embarrassing situations.
We'll be a strong and trusted partner for peace progress and security.
Right now, there are frustration from allies who saw the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan as something that the Biden administration sort of did on their own.
I'll defend America, and we'll give all of you, keep everything I do in your service.
This year's surge has shattered all previous records with nearly 2 million migrants crossing the border.
If this isn't failure, what does failure look like exactly?
And by the way, if you watch the video of that clip, those are all mainstream journal outlets. That's CBS, NBC, left-leaning CNN, MSLSD, all of those stations are waking up and actually trying to reestablish some credibility as we head into this red wave midterm slaughter to try and prop up, keep their ratings alive and well. And it's just simply not working. And man, listening to Joe Biden for any length of time, like that, doesn't it? It's outrageous. And remember, just 6 months ago, this was your putative commander-in-chief telling you just get vaxxed, and here's why.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Good Lord. All right, let's get back to the phones. Jim in Littleton's been waiting. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Randy. I'll be quick. People like you encourage me about the Republican Party. I unaffiliated myself. It was November 30th. And it was really because of the election. And I saw the lack of support for Trump. And if without Trump banging on the drum all the time, nothing would have changed about the elections and what those Republican states finally did, because they knew about it. This has not been new. They've been doing this before. It just went full throttle this last election. I think we all agree. But I'm going to say this to you. If the Republicans take the House, and if possibly they take the Senate, and we have the same leadership of Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, there is no change in this Republican Party, and I will be happy doing what I did. If they do change, then I realize people like you have now taken the helm. And that's the only way, because those guys do not support Trump. They never have. They do things to stab him in the back. The same thing of why they keep Lynn Cheney still in the Republican Party caucusing. Kevin McCartney could pull her out. He hasn't. That just shows you that he doesn't support Trump. He just gives him lip service.
Your point is well made, and I have to tell you that it's a slow process infiltrating, taking over a massive Titanic like the Republican Party. But man, even though our numbers aren't overwhelming yet, just look at the positive, powerful changes. And, Mitch McConnell played all that propaganda from the Attorney General Merrick Garland never to be a United States Supreme Court justice. Remember, that was Mitch McConnell's doing. And it's always, as frustrated as I get with him and very critical at times, we have to remember in certain points in history when it really mattered, even Mitch McConnell stood up. And that includes during the farcical impeachment efforts against this president. So, we always have to have a little balance in there, but we are driving the old guard out and coming back to a Republican platform driven America First principled party, and that should be exciting for everybody who thinks the way that you do. Really appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You have a good day.
All right, you too. John and Susan, hold on. I'm going to try to get to everybody. Quick update on Bandemir. The judge, after over a year, finally ruled and dismissed the case that we filed against Governor Polis and the Jefferson County Health Department, the CDEA, the Declaration of Disaster Act that allowed all of these 400 plus, maybe over 500 now, executive orders to roll forth from the dictator in chief of the state, Jared Polis. But I'm very pleased. We expected it, of course, but I'm very pleased to announce that the Bandemirs are not walking away. They're not backing down, and they have authorized us to challenge this, including appeals, as far as we're able to go and as long as it takes. So we finally, after over a year, got a decision that we could now challenge, and we're working on all of that as we speak. Quick text that I got from a an activist who I don't always agree with, and we sometimes strongly disagree, sometimes very violently, verbally disagree. But I do admire her thinking and know that that her goals, her efforts, her focus are exactly the same as most of you, and certainly as mine. But here's what she said. The left-stream media has done a great job of linking anyone suspecting election fraud with January 6th insurrectionist domestic terrorists, big lie crazies. So the Colorado GOP leaders fear that label, and with reason. And then she goes on and talks about some smart things we can all do to continue to get to the bottom of the election 2020. Most importantly, secure the elections going forward. But here's where I disagree. The left-stream media is always going to link us to that. That's already cooked into the sauce. It's baked into the cake. It's part of the chili. It's the way it is. So we don't need to be afraid of it. We need to power our way through it. It's so incredibly important. And before we get back to the phones, last thing I've got to tell you is just the great news I had with my year plus now working with Dr. Julie McCallan and Cenogenics. My dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer when he was 60 years old, and he had these radiation implants put in and just forgot all about it. And then in his 90s, actually at about 89, unbeknownst to him, his prostate cancer came back. And because he wasn't being regularly checked in that regard by his doctors, that cancer metastasized into his bones, and it killed him. Probably still be alive today. He was a healthy 89-year-old and 90-year-old, and as the cancer started to take over his body, he went down. And, you know, you followed that with me as I rode out on the Harley to see him almost every month in the summer and flew out when it was cold and all of that. So prostate cancer runs in my family. And all of a sudden, near the beginning of last year, I started getting these high PSA numbers. That's the prostate count. And very, very concerning in light of my family history. Not something I'm terrified about. It's very addressable if you catch like a prostate cancer early. But obviously, you know, it gets you thinking about things, especially after what I saw my dad go through 30 years later at the end of his life. And so my providers at Kaiser, they wanted to do things like we did, you know, all the testing that you do and looking for stuff. But because the numbers stayed high, they wanted to do this very invasive procedures where they stick a whole bunch of needles through your stomach into your prostate to draw out pieces of your prostate for biopsy. Just sort of random. There's nothing they're targeting or seeing. So it's got to be a little painful. It's certainly intrusive and an attack on the prostate. And it wasn't something that I wanted to do. And Dr. Julie had a different idea, and she talked about diet and the different ways we could address it. And I just had a PSA test and went from some 20% outside the top range of normal back into right sort of mid-range in the normal range, and numbers steadily going down. And I know that a lot of that has to do with what I'm doing with Cenogenics, because I've gotten so much better with my diet, with my exercise. When you think about getting healthy, you don't think of, you know, eating nothing but carrots and running up and down your street. This is the 21st century. Cenogenics approaches healthcare differently, disease prevention, aging differently. If you want to lose weight, sleep better, increase your libido, boost your immune system, whatever your goals are, Cenogenics can absolutely help. You could have more energy, strength, better health in as little as 4 weeks. And man, these results, without doing the intrusive biopsy of my prostate and to see my numbers going down. I talked to you earlier about the body fat and muscle content and how that's all flipping around. It's just so exciting. And I know I had to do some of the work. I've got to exercise some of the discipline, you know, Oreos and milk maybe only 4 or 5 times a week instead of every night. But truly, the inspiration and the tools and the understanding of what's going on inside my body came from Cenogenics, and I loved it. You can schedule your consultation today at 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. And of course, their website is easy, denver.cenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com. Susan and John, I didn't make it to you. I'm so sorry. I got the music in the background. I hope to see each and every one of you tomorrow on the west steps of the Capitol, the Stop the Mandate rally, a worldwide effort to send a message to our rulers and our leaders. Enough is enough. At 1 o'clock, I'll be up on stage right around 2:30. In the meantime, always remember, please never, ever forget, I'm Randy Corcoran. God loves you. So do I. We'll be back next week. It is game on. Never, ever give up. Have a good week. Bird Talk is next.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.